And welcome to today's show where I talk real to real people. And today we have a special guest, Kerry artist Jenny McCarthy, who is also my mom. So Jenny, when did you start painting?
Thanks, Adam. I started painting and drawing as a child. I particularly liked drawing and spent a lot of time creating really detailed pencil and charcoal drawings. Art was part of our everyday lives as my mother was always painting and drawing as we were growing up. We were frequently brought to art exhibitions, museums, drawing and painting classes, so that positive immersion in the world of arts has influenced my choice of career.
Now, Jenny, what exactly do you do?
Okay, well, I'm a full-time artist living and working in Ventry, County Kerry. Our position on the western seaboard means that we are first to get the Atlantic weather in all its vagaries. And as you know, Adam, sometimes this can be dramatic, colourful and big. So this features a lot in my work. It's all about the skies for me in my paintings and the drive to create a work of pure simplicity. But sometimes a painting that can look so simple and pure can be the most technically challenging to create. So when someone says, "I just love that painting, it's so simple, clean and pure," I know I've got it right. My work always features a low horizon, and this helps me convey the big sky and the scale of the Atlantic weather that arrives here. This helps achieve my goal of allowing the sky to dominate. When I'm not painting the beautiful Ventry Beach, I like to paint boats, portraits and navigational instruments with lots of detail and intricate brushwork. The challenge with these paintings is to get the proportions correct, and that's where the discipline of drawing is so important. Whilst the background may be still or static behind the trawlers, I still want to achieve a sense of movement around the boats. While it can be very time consuming, it is very rewarding when you get it right.
I see. Could you tell me more about one of your works?
Okay, well, a series I particularly liked painting for all its challenges is the Navigator series. This series features a compass made by S.R. Baxter & Co. of Boston. I love the challenge of painting detailed, intricate work and was really trying for hyper-realism. But you've got to know when the painting is finished. It's a delicate balance. I really think it's best to live with the painting for a while. Don't just paint it, frame it and send it out the door. See it first thing in the morning in natural light. Then see how it looks in the evening again, and when it's artificially lit at night, and then you'll know if it's really finished.
Due to the change in the economy, have you had to make any changes in your work, Jenny?
Yes, I have, Adam. I launched a set of limited edition prints to make it easier and more affordable to acquire my work. Now, these aren't your everyday roll-up prints. Each print is part of a unique set of 100, and you can choose which number print you wish to purchase. They're printed on the highest quality canvas with specialist care, taken as each canvas is hand-stretched by a framing specialist onto handmade frames. Your chosen print will be numbered and signed by me and has my unique seal of authenticity to ensure its provenance. Choosing a gallery-wrapped finished canvas means there's no need for framing and it is ready to hang in your home. And these can also be purchased directly from my website.
I see. But can you see these projects leading to other projects in the future?
Yes, hopefully. Seeing the work in print and the feedback I'm getting from customers in relation to the quality and affordability means I can now start thinking about my work on other forms of merchandising, like notebooks or maybe even some household items.
Would you have any advice for someone thinking of art as a career?
Yes, there are a couple of things. It's never going to be just one thing that's going to make it work for you, but rather a combination of things. Firstly, I recognised early on the value that a gallery offers to an artist so that you can concentrate on producing work and continuing development of your painting skills. There is also no getting away from having an online presence, so a website is really a must. And lastly, advertising your work. You can never stop marketing your product, but try and do it in a targeted way. I am currently running a Ventry Beach art wallpaper series. Here's how it works. Over a period of 10 weeks, Adam, you will receive a copy of my artwork, free by email to use as a wallpaper for your phone, desktop or iPad. I give a couple of lines to explain the painting, the challenges or reasons I had for painting it. As well as the people who get my newsletter regularly, I also ran a Twitter and Facebook campaign to get new people to sign up to the wallpaper. Currently, I have added 150 new signups to my wallpaper and people are really enjoying the series. Because people have to sign up to say that they would like to receive the email, I am only targeting people who are interested in my paintings, and if you decide you've had enough at any time, you can unsubscribe.
Well, have any artists somewhat influenced your work?
Oh, definitely. There's quite a few, so let's start with the contemporaries. Louis Labrocki for his minimalist approach to convey depth, Jeff Hunt for his superb and precise marine drawings and paintings, and Claudio Viscardi for his clever use of perspective. And as for the masters, when it comes to colour, I'm definitely influenced by Monet. And for light and the mood it creates when it's done correctly, it has to be Turner. Turner has the ability to measure the mood of nature and transfer that to canvas, and this is something really difficult to do.
Now to the funny questions, Jenny. What would be your favourite ice cream?
Okay, Adam. I think it would be lemon and lime, but that's not easy to find, but delicious.
I would agree with you on that one. And what would be your favourite chocolate bar?
Okay, chocolate. Well, if I can only pick one, it's got to be a crunchy.
I see. And who would be your favourite artist?
Okay, my favourite artist of all time, for his pure brilliance in his work, is got to be Turner.
And if you want to see more of Jenny's artwork, paintings and prints, just go have a look at venturebeach.com. And thanks, Jenny, for joining us today. And I will see you very soon. Thanks for listening.